rediscover the facets of yourself that have been kept hidden away for far too long. For just $1, you can take a journey and make it your ultimate transformation. Center of the Sun Plus offers more tools, support, and community to help you explore your inner realms. Click the link in the description to join today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks to you for joining me this hour. You can't turn off the glow and you can't tell me why. Well, if you know, then you already know why happiness makes people look better. You can tell by the look in the smoky eyes of these damn beauty bloggers that happiness is much deeper than layers of skin. It seems like the people just sitting there yelling at their pet goat, Billy, are truly happy. Speaking of which, there is a noticeable glow when a happy person broadcasts live on social media with their fur baby. You can tell because that glow disappears promptly when Black China's mama gets on live high as hell, begging the internet to see one of those Kardashian babies for the first time, even though the baby is like 3 years old. In fact, the last time you interrupted a happy person, think about it. They look back at you, you know, they flip their hair, snap their neck, once they looked at you, back to the original position, then they continued to ignore your sad existence. That's just how it happens. I hear it from sad motherfuckers all the time. And generally, those interactions are like water under the bridge. Excuse me. However, you have the blue hair and the wide set eyes in this situation. Your eyes are gouging. That's because you're a motherfucking troll. You are the manager of that bridge. When you look at that bridge a little closer, you notice that it's glowing like the Golden Gate Bridge at, you know, during Pride or something. So you're not mad. Imagine that noticeable glow, the one you get after sex. You thought it was just your messy hair and your wet hands. That you thought that's what made your sexual encounters so exciting to think about afterwards. That's my favorite part about sex, is thinking about it afterwards. It's more like, and I always think it's like the memory of like the messy hair, or like the wet, you know, whatever. But it's more like that look on your face, or the feeling of the look on your face after you like binge-eat a fresh pineapple. Have you ever done that? Or it's like the sex after you just binge-ate a pineapple. Anyway, that's why you're obsessed with positive energy only. You know, positive vibes. You know, it's only positive vibes in my umwelt. You want it as decoration, hanging in your home. You want it attached to like the like tires on your fucking car. You want it showing up every day to the office like an unpaid intern at your job. Moreover, you want to be surrounded by positive vibes anywhere you can pray for it. Negativity, its evil cousin, is like a dark cloud when you might be burning the bacon when you walked away from the stove too soon. You know, like, there's a fine line between caramelized onions and charred, or caramelized onions, caramelized bacon and charred bacon, rather. Your hope is to have, when you fry up bacon, that you have a perfectly balanced piece of salt and crunch and savory bacon, you know? Therefore, you allow a little bit of burning to occur because a little bit of everything goes a long way, or everything, a little bit of something. And in this regard, a little bit of caramelization, that's the fine line between burning, goes a long way. The result, even if you forget and you like walk away too long or whatever, it's still worth the risk because the result, you know, is perfectly balanced bacon. And the moment you let that bacon grease get too hot, bitch, I just did this the other day. This is why I don't even buy bacon. I can't even eat bacon because I got high blood pressure. But the moment you let that grease get too hot, you have a pile of crumbs on your paper towel. Unfortunately, those are only examples of the ways you seek happiness. You seek happiness in food and all kinds of things based on the response you get from your body. You seek happiness based on the opinions of others, too. New evidence, though, from these research journals that I have access to, these private journals, like, where else can you get this information? This new evidence from these journals suggests, and not just American science, because American science is a little bit biased towards Albert Einstein. I don't know why. New evidence from research journals that only I have access to suggests that that's not how any of this works. Like, literally. The connection between the brain and the body is a little bit different than we've previously thought. Smiling with your teeth from ear to ear, anticipating the taste of bacon, being on vacation. What else? Being courageous enough to tell that handsome, dark-skinned, 6'4", tall man that you want to put something on him. Those are examples of how you react to happiness, to the signals that your body gives you. But science says that those things are not happiness itself. It's the response that you have. Nevertheless, from where does happiness come? Where does all this shit come from? If a meteor strike destroys everything today, can I ask you a question? Who the fuck are you deep down? And even, you know, like, to add insult to injury, is that bitch even happy? Because, I mean, you're perfectly within your rights to feel any which way that you feel, as long as you don't hurt anybody else, unlike the fucking Republicans. I'm going to take a drink on that one. I'm drinking a Miller High Life tonight. And I said tonight because I'm fucking stressed out. Like, no one told me that having a fucking show would be so invigorating. But being a perfectionist, you want to have the best product possible. So it's actually like every week I'm proving to myself that I can be better. But being better means that it takes more time, and I can't just get up and just talk into a microphone no more. I gotta actually write. So sometimes my shows are late because the topic I picked wasn't the topic that I ended up with. So then it takes more time to like figure out. Anyway, being Devon, thank you for listening, is a work of art. So, and it's an iterative process, and sometimes the process takes longer than I promised, but I'm seeking my happiness, and I'm trying to figure out where the fuck happiness comes from, because it's not in the shit that I have. And if a meteor struck today, I ask you, who the fuck are you? Hear that noise? That's a fucking ASMR, bitch. Is that bitch deep down inside of you talking to you right now? Is who is just you? If you were here for the neurosignals episode, you understand that when I talk about that bitch or your higher self, I'm literally talking about you. Even when I talk about God, I'm literally talking about you, because your brain is moving so fast that your consciousness is moving so much faster that your brain doesn't realize that it's talking to itself. But You're perfectly within your rights to feel any way that you want to feel. As long as you don't hurt other people. That's my only caveat. And, well, I know you have a heart of gold. You don't hurt people because you work a minimum of 40 hours each week. You get up every day. You work hard. That kind of person doesn't have time to hurt people. But you work those 40 hours a week. You commit to a life of not hurting people because of happiness or your family's happiness or the happiness of people around you. You work even harder, ma'am, sirs, to make sure that happiness remains sewn into the fabric of every Birkin bag, every Jeep you buy brand new, because those bitches are $50,000 straight out the manufacturer. You want happiness pressed into your Fenty Beauty matte powders. That's what I'm about to buy. I just got my eyebrows done for the first time. I'm like, what the hell? I'm about to start wearing makeup. I'm about to look so cunty, or whatever that woman says on Twitter. And then you even want it baked into the casing of the cartridge of your Nintendo Switch's games. I don't know what kind of games. I only know that Nintendo had cartridges. Yes, I said cartridge because, you know, I'm thinking of my childhood, and because that was the last time I played video games. So it's cartridges. However, I'm going to share with you, that's the point I'm trying to make. I'm going to share with you new research that suggests that you did not wake up feeling happy. You didn't wake up happy because it was your body. It has nothing to do with your body. That's what I'm trying to say. Society leads you to believe that something like financial successes match one-to-one with how many dollars a person can make and then therefore scrape out of like the cold dead hands of the customers that enter the big box stores like Walmart, and they stampede that bitch at Christmas and at least somebody dies every Black Friday. Like, it makes no sense. You might think happiness is just a switch. You know, you just let go and let God turn it on. Turn up for the Lord. You think this is because there's this glow that happy people walk around with and flaunt. Well, just like New York says, you know, when she fake cries, it's an inner cry, bitch. Like, you don't have to worry about my tears because it's an inner cry. Well, bitch, there's some inner happiness, too. Just like New York can be inner crying, you can be inner cheesing. And if you know, you know. That's all I'm saying, honey. You heard that expression. Fake it till you make it. I'm just going to switch it up real quick. What does fake it till you make it even mean? Send me your input. Host at CenterSun21.com. What the fuck does fake it till you make it mean? It's Pride Month, and you're listening to Center of the Sun Podcast. Hey, I'm your host. I don't know if I introduced myself. I'm your host, Devon. And I want to thank you for listening, because there's this new research out here that has got me all riled up. It delayed this whole podcast a whole day because I was like, throw everything out. I want everyone to hear about this today. There's old sayings like, fake it till you make it. Look good, feel good, which I heard from a coworker once, like 6 years ago. And, you know, these two sayings, just if you take those two sayings, they have some strong new evidence, scientific evidence, supporting them. So much evidence that I have to slam my beer down on the desk. Tonight we're drinking Biller. Tonight we're drinking Biller by Life. Tonight we're drinking Biller by Bife. By Bite. Anyway, I'm a lightweight. Anyway, I have some cool stuff that I want to share with you over the course of our time together today. I had to do some serious research and delay the podcast to put all these pieces together because, like, I talk about things on this show that are passionate, that I feel passionate about, and nothing less. So if it takes extra time and you don't like it, like, fuck you. I don't want to say fuck you, but you know that I want to say it. And that's fine. Express yourself. If fuck you happens to be a part of, like, expressing your emotions, then, like, by all means, I support you. In addition, I want to remind you, honey, that you are a supreme being. and you cannot be contained in this physical reality. Like, just like, if you just like take that little nugget with you, like, you can just stop the podcast right here. At least, Supreme Being is what I'm gathering from hours of watching Seven Bomar from Secret Energy, of course, and YouTube. So if you need more information about either of those links or whatever, just visit my blog, devaughn.org, devaughn.org. And I'm going to share with you some new information, some links, some videos, all kinds of things. And on the Center of the Sun podcast, I make it my mission to build up your understanding of the esoteric energy system. What I believe is the foundation and savior, honey, of humanity next year. And I specifically add honey because I love when Michelle Buteau says it. Anyway, oh my God, I need to listen to her podcast. Oh my God. Her podcast came back out. She did this one really good. I wish she would do like a video one where it was like the worst talk show on, you know, the worst late night show or something. She did a pilot and then she made it into a podcast and it's so funny. She's so effing funny. Her and that woman with the jubu, I forget her name all the time, but they always have her on this shit. And I'm like, thank God. Basically, I love black women who are comedians. Anyway, oh, Miller High Life. It's coursing through my veins. Let's talk about something. Let's talk about 2020. Because I feel like there's a lot of hype around 2020 and a lot of like, it's weird. Okay, so you know how I talk about how Beyonce wants us to be vegan? Well, Big Agra wants us to be plant-based because of Impossible Meat. I thought it was just like a ploy, just like a marketing ploy. And then Megan Thee Stallion is telling people to be vegan. I'm like, damn, maybe 2020 is something's about to happen. Like, maybe, like, because it's like all of the new age hoteps are like, you better get your life together because we're going to be radiated in 2020 and only the people that have healthy bodies will be okay. Like, the people who are vegetarian and stuff. It's like, I'm like, oh shit. Maybe we are going to be radiated by the sun. I hope not. But there's a lot of hype around what 2020 is going to be. I just want Donald Trump to fucking get out of office. I don't give a fuck what happens. Well, I want there to be a world. Well, of course. But, and so far, I mean, you and I have both lived through several doom and gloom panic situations. The year 2000, 9/11, the war in Iraq. There are a bunch of things. There are bunches of points in history that we've been given an extreme situation of doom and gloom. Even to this day, like, global warming is like this threat of apocalypse. I'm like, wait, why? I don't really know why, but what remains to be true is that it's good to use your resources that are in front of the resources that are in front of you, and using the resources not to just use them, but to like be your best self and to be the healthiest person that you can be. This podcast is specifically made for black people who identify as LGBT plus anything, including allies. I mean, just be your best self. We don't have to adhere to any rules. That's the fucking point. We can rethink everything if we wanted. It's just like economics. I watched this thing on YouTube with this guy, this economist, and he's talking about the next recession that I predict as well, because I'm like, it's pretty 1-to-1. It's pretty 1 + 1 = 2 at this point. If you cut taxes, in 10 years, we'll have a recession. It's been like happening. Like, it's like the third time it's happened. It's like, come on, people. But he was talking about, anyway, actually, we're not going to get into that. We're going to talk about being our best self today, because as a result, we're not going to talk about capitalism. We're not going to talk about economics. That's the kind of stuff that I'm obsessed with on a daily basis, but it's not the purpose of this show, and I don't want to get off track because I'm a little bit tipsy. And alcohol is terrible for you, but everything in moderation. I don't give a fuck. Anyway, we're talking about directing energy. We're talking about the energy of happiness today. And I'm doing it because I want to feel better on the inside. You want to feel better on the inside. You want to look better on the outside. So do I. We're in this together. That's the point I'm trying to make. And it's neither the opinion of you or I, because we have science on our side. There is a noticeable glow that people have. The one I mentioned earlier, that happy people walk around with this glow, there's more to it than anyone has ever told you. And like, I literally swear, is there a fucking version of foundational science that does not involve the scientist's personal beliefs? Because you would, like, you have been led to believe, thank you for listening, and thank you for allowing me to give you facts today on Center of the Sun, but you have been led to believe that your body and your mind are something other than what it actually is. Today I'm going to share with you information that you cannot ignore, okay? Into 2020 and beyond, it will change your life just listening to it. Look, let me take a drink from my Miller High Life or my Miller Lite. I normally drink Miller High Life, but I was feeling real bougie today. I was like, let me upgrade me to Miller Lite. By understanding your own body and how you interact with the planet and other people, and, you know, you can become the person of your dreams. So have you even stopped to consider that you can even become the person of your dreams? Does that even make sense? Does it even make sense to you? Because it's like we've been led so astray. And that's the benefit of listening to Center of the Sun, is also that I have the perspective of a research assistant as well. That's my day job. And I want to open your mind to new ideas, because every day I learn something, I'm like, I can't believe I just learned something new today. It surprises me every day. And we're learning together, so these ideas will change, but bear with me. Have you even stopped to consider that you can become the person of your dreams, or like the person, your ideal self? What I'm trying to tell you is that the community you live in is under a crisis of loneliness, and you don't have to fall into that bullshit. You also don't have to isolate yourself. Even though everyone around you is selfish and a kind of an asshole, it's easy to fall into that pattern, that same pattern of behavior, because that's just how the world works. You just see something and you do it. You see something, you do it. Well, that's not necessarily true anymore. A newly published study about emotional empathy in this journal called Autonomic Neuroscience Basic and Clinical, that's the name, it concluded in 2018 that humans and animals feel emotions, and those emotions create electricity in which can be measured in volts. So the same electricity running through your home and your iPhone is the same electricity running through your veins. First, what the fuck is empathy? Like, what the hell? This journal states that empathy refers to the ability to adequately, and I'm quoting this journal, so don't sue me, adequately represent the emotional and mental states of other people, and sometimes animals. When someone is crying, you look at them, you say, "Oh, baby, you're crying. You're so sad. Why are you so sad, baby?" That's empathy. You see emotions and you say, "Oh, that is that emotion. That is empathy." And you reflect it to that people. And there's a clinical way to address it and like talk about it and build upon it in order to get the answers that you need. As a researcher, empathy is huge. But in this clinical study, humans were shown images that displayed different kinds of emotions. Sad faces, crying faces, angry scrunched up faces, cheesy happy faces. Just like you would predict. When you see an emotion, your brain cells start moving. You know, your neurons and all that good shit. They start moving. And the scientists connected computers to these people's skin and measured their brain activity. So it's really cool because it's like, you know, oh, we can measure like electricity, but like we also always knew that. Like I literally just got an EKG because I have high blood pressure. Like I always have to get my heart checked. And it's like, we know what's possible, But here's the kicker, because there's a big kicker. In the study, they recorded like half the time, you know, that when humans witnessed emotions and saw the pictures of people crying and they described what they were feeling and they described the, you know, oh, I feel sad too. Like, oh, they look like they're in pain. But guess what happened on those machines on their skin? They didn't measure anything. Now think about that for a second. It should be easy. It's like we've been getting EKGs and we've been measuring like electrical activity from our skin for a while. Like, it should be evidence-based. Like, you know it. The brain and the mind are more complex than we previously thought. And it's fun. It's just funny because there's all these kinds of researchers. And this is just like one neuroscience study. But there are multiple points in time like where researchers attempted to understand human emotions and human capacity for, you know, all of these things, for thinking and like dreaming and consciousness and the soul, etc., etc. But we keep finding out that we don't know shit. It's weird. It's really weird because it's like you grow up and you believe a certain thing about how the body works and then you grow up even more and then you're like, wait, ancient people understood some things that we call a complex system that we don't know anything about, but we do know something about it. So all is not lost per se. This system that we're talking about of emotions, we've talked about it before on Center of the Sun podcast. It's called the Esoteric Energy System. And here's what we know from ancient wisdom, okay? So bear with me. Let me get my pop filtered together. So what is esotericism? Esotericism. Let me get my notes out here. Take a sip of beer. Because we're turning up on this glorious night. Esotericism is the exploration of the unknown, period. It's the foundation of duality in our society because of this unknown. We create things like up and down and the pearly gates of heaven and the fiery depths of hell. Black and white people, Republican and Democratic parties. It's how we build our reality, which is, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with it. But today, you know, we're going to have to lean on that human tendency because it's how we build our world. The ideas we're going to explore today are governed by similar patterns of thought, the law of cause and effect. I say it's governed by the law of cause and effect because that's the lens through which we will make that this information will make the most sense. So if you have any questions or concerns or whatever, send your questions to me, host@centersun21.com. Thank you for listening. So let's get into esotericism, okay? Esotericism is applicable to the life of individuals, communities, the world. Or if you don't identify with any of those levels of reality, just the immediate conditioning levels of experimental energies. So when you're talking about happiness, it applies to all levels of reality, real or not. Because that's the nature of reality, is everything that exists in, you know, every possibility, real or not. Today we're going to talk about how to start working with happiness as an energy. On Twitter the other day, I was dead serious when I was like, wait, who told y'all that magic wasn't real? And I say that because magic, what we understand as magic or supernatural, is just a reflection of our inner world that we haven't met yet or we haven't realized yet. For the best understanding on how to condition energy or direct energy in a certain way, you must first grasp two main ideas. Number one, you are the combination of different forces of nature. So on this show, we talk about the three worlds, we talk about bodies, we talk about all kinds of things. But it doesn't matter what your religious beliefs or spiritual beliefs are. You know that you inherit DNA, behaviors, culture, language, etc. from your ancestors and the world that existed before us. So that's what we mean by you're the combination of different forces. Regardless of your belief in supernatural whatever, you have DNA that was inherited from a world you have no idea about. And like generations of people, like we didn't get here. We didn't just show up here. Okay. And in addition, number two, the conflict between these three main forces or the forces that create you, they are encapsulated in a physical body, which is different than just assuming that you're the body. You are a force. You are forces of nature encapsulated in this physical body. And the conflict between those forces, however many number there are, is necessary for your evolution as a human. So do you grasp that? Do you believe it? Anyway, it doesn't matter, because when you ponder this information, it's not for the purpose of making you believe anything. Because I barely even understand it. Are there additional human forces other than the ones that make us get up and go to work every day? Are there higher dimensions or more dimensions other than the ones that allow us to see our TV and the words in a book? Like, ancient wisdom has taught us that, you know, and anecdotal evidence has taught us the following. Human beings can be sensitive to and discerning of all energies, regardless of deeming them good or bad. It's a survival mechanism. No hierarchy. There is no best or worst. No hierarchy exists, but as humans, we create hierarchies to help us understand what perpetuates our existence and what ends our existence. That's what ancient wisdom has taught us. So it's like, logically, it makes sense that there, you know, that nature and reality is different than we understand, because it might be too complex. It might be the thing that ends our existence, so we ignore it. You know, maybe, you know, there, I don't know what's true. But what do you do now, you know? Well, I would suggest that your body should be regarded as a piece of biological machinery, because it can be used as a tool of your personality. That's the difference. We can use our body to direct physical, mental, and emotional energy in a direction of our choosing through your nervous system. All of this is evidence-based. In that study I talked about earlier, I talked about how our nervous system, you know, could be measured, but it's not always. We can use it as a tool for direction, but we don't always use it as a tool to direct our energy. Sometimes we just feel something, and it doesn't have to be measured. It can't be measured on a machine, or our machines are too rudimentary. Did I say that right? To be measured. But physical forces are mainly automatic. That's why we just assume things happen, because they're mainly automatic in response to external and internal energies, but not 100%. Mental and emotional forces too can be focused through the physical body and supports the automatic forces in certain activities. So it's like, of course you sweat when you're nervous, because it's like being anxious is directly linked to your survival. It's like certain. But it's like, if you're witnessing anxiety in a picture, it's like your body doesn't need to create the physical response, but your mind does. That's how we're creating these differences. So all this research does is confirm that there is a difference between the mind and the body. And the mind influences the body. And vice versa can happen, but rare as fuck. our higher self, and as you know, earlier I talked about the higher self, I'm just talking about you, but sometimes it feels like somebody else, so we talk about it in terms of God or higher self or universe or something else. Our higher self is directing us to a point of evolution. There's a certain part of us that that's directing us to like doing something like listening to this dumbass podcast to get more information. Our higher self chooses our physical body. That's another thing that's starting to become clear. It's like if the mind and body are separate, then like could the mind choose the body and vice versa? Our higher self or our self is seeking a definite point of evolution because everything is a pattern. We know, well, there are theories around ether theory and all kinds of, you know, these theories that are being drummed back up in science that there's everything. It just goes to one point. We feel like our higher self is everything is seeking evolution. It's all seeking creation. You know, it's seeking that point of creation. And in order to find it, we start recognizing the energy that surrounds us, that energy in action. It's not a specific event, though. Happiness, you know, and happiness is energy in action. It's like you're always reacting to something. You're always like, oh, I'm gonna, you know, I feel great. But it's always like it's a constant process, or it ends and it goes to something else, but it's not a specific event. You can't say this makes me happy. It's a compilation of different things. And what you know from ancient wisdom is that you can use the energy around you to manifest your desires. But you got to know you got to know how it works. That's why people on Twitter are like, if magic was real, what magic power would you have or supernatural powers would you have? And it's like, well, it seems like magic to you because it's symbolic of the inner world. It seems fucked up because we've never been able to expand our inner world. You've been discouraged from exploring your inner world. That's it. And eventually your perception, your physical perceptions will max out. Like your eyes will go bad and you will lose feeling in your hands and, you know, you can't walk no more. So you can't go and, you know, feel new things. You might need, you know, and this is why being a human is so fucking amazing, because everything comes back. Like, you know how bell bottoms have come back, like Cartesian rationalism, hierarchies and systems that we use today may again help us because we lose sight of what's important. The systems that we use today keep us in line with what's important, but it's not the end all be all. Just like dualism helps us organize reality, but it's not the end all be all. We know it's not how ancient geometry works or sacred geometry works. Hierarchies may be necessary in some aspects of scientific discovery. That's why it's on the back of the dollar bill, because there's a group of people that love hierarchies. And, you know, it is what it is, because hierarchies is a form of energy. You know, I believe that hierarchy is a form of energy that should be studied. I mean, to a certain extent, hierarchy is important to work with. But in order to work with hierarchies, you must realize the different kinds of energies that exist out here. In order to work with those energies, you must imagine yourself bringing down energy from a higher source and grounding it through your body and your surroundings. You can ground it in your house or in a tree or something too, but you direct that happiness and bring it down from a higher source. You have to consciously bring it down. Here's an example. A bomb is a perfect example of how humans have brought energy and concentrated it to a point to create a weapon. So subsequently, war is an expression of emotions, of all these white dudes' emotions. Our world is a product of a world that existed before us. It's the product of the emotions of the people that existed before us. Because energy can never be created or destroyed, we must recognize that energy persists from past events. We know it. So, what are you going to do? There are ways to distinguish between what is beneficial and what's harmful. That's why we have science and everything, but it's not the end all and be all. I'm going to suggest to you working with energy that perpetuates life. That's how you find happiness. That's what makes you look good on the outside and feel good on the inside. You work with energy that perpetuates your existence. Life is sacred, and only certain beings, you, the supreme being, have inherited the necessary components of creation. Sometimes the building blocks of life are all the individual must work with. You only need to know the building blocks, and then you can. That's why I'm like, I don't have to convince you of anything. All you need to know, all you need to have is the awareness of the building blocks, and you, that's all you need to work with. You can shift from working solely with substance and like physical materials, and you can begin discovering aspects of your life that might not be as dense in another dimension. Like, bitch, like, come through. Unprincipled substance. That's what it's called. Imagine your body not as a part of your body, but the atoms that are, that you look at when you look at your hands, those exist in other places, but they're not you. That's unprincipled substance. That is unprincipled substance, and it's necessary for the formation of life. These also can be called qualifying energies, because they allow the individual to develop the subtle inner mechanism through which contact can be made with more general and universal aspects of the unknown. And we can become more powerful if we begin understanding universal energies. That's why I'm like, that's happiness. Happiness is universal. Love, universal. Hate, universal. Some energies, their purpose are to express through form. So sometimes happiness and love are through, you're supposed to express, they can only be expressed through form. So why is it expressed through form? Well, ancient wisdom suggests that some energy's purpose is to be expressed through form, to redeem, salvage, and purify the humans. So that energy, when it's transferred, it's of the highest order. It's always being transferred. So therefore, we should always be, you should always try to be aligned with your creator. Whatever that creator is, it makes sense why humans are drawn to symbols of safety and survival. We all intuitively want to connect with energy that purifies our form. That's why you seek happiness. That's why you go buy Birkin bags. That's why you go buy Jeeps, because you want it to be, you are drawn to a symbol of safety and survival, and that is great. But it can be, those senses, the intuition can be manipulated. Let me take a drink for my Miller High Life, because I'm getting turned up. Humans. Certain humans know how these systems work, like the Catholic Church and the U.S. government. And they manipulate us to worship and direct energy to them, money, power, whatever it is. But humans can take unprincipled substance and make substance out of it. That's why so many black men are in jail. Because it's like, give these bitches too much time and too much space to be their own fucking human, and they can take unprincipled substance and make something out of it, and you won't even recognize it, and you won't realize that it was coming. We have the ability to, through our creativity and spirituality, bring energy from higher sources and ground it. That is what happiness is. That's why you look different when you ground happiness into your body and into your surroundings. Fusion of personality and soul. It's the function of freely being in the world of meaning. And the kicker about all this is that your physical body is just a tool to do all of this. It's not even like required. So you're probably asking me, how does one bring light, happiness, love, and all those things from higher sources so I can get my edges together? The physical body is the route through which light can be directed, okay? Sonoluminescence, perturbations of ether, you know, all of these kind of things. It's what gives people the idea that you're made of star stuff. Because you can channel energy from your soul, from the sun, from the planet, through your consciousness and through your body, you know, starting from your consciousness by being aware and producing that dark light produced, you know, by the atoms, you know. So basically your atoms in your body are smashing together and creating energy. There's a positive charge and a negative charge in each cell, and you use that as the medium through which you draw energy from the ether. Nikola Tesla had a theory about this, but that aggregation of force creates atomic stimulation, and that atomic stimulation creates light. That is why we want to focus on the will of the soul. Because when you focus on the will of the soul, the body has the ability to maximize the light that shines through it in a short period of time that you're alive. So your body is magnetic, your soul is electric. The tension between those two forces is what creates you. And, you know, and you don't have to believe me. Yoga teachers, I mean, there is a billion-dollar industry based on this whole shit. They tell you to align your spine to maximize this merging, because ancient wisdom tells us that when you maximize the light that shines through your body, several forces produce energy, produce this qualified energy, and you can take that qualified energy and make something out of it. There's an inner sun or a soul light. That's your glow. That's what you create when you merge those four. I'm telling you, it's scientific. It's based in ancient wisdom and modern science and your fucking anecdotal evidence. That's your soul glow. When a happy person glows, that's their soul glowing. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. We intuitively know our own power. But we're told that it's given to us by an external force, by a white man. We can hold energy steady in the brain. That inner light that you see when you close your eyes at night causes a reaction in the physical body. That is a vibration. That's your vibe. It's like, come on. So let's recap. You become aware of the fact that you have the ability to gather happiness. Let's just talk about happiness right now. The energy of happiness. The purpose of happiness is to be expressed through the human form. You draw happiness, the energy of happiness from the ether. That, in combination with your body, creates a qualified energy. You align your spine, you focus your energy, and you can glow. Literally glow. That's your aura. We can measure this with actual computers. Oh my God, this is like so long. Like, what do you think? I wanted to give you this information because we're starting to bridge modern science and ancient wisdom, and you don't have to do anything. So you don't have to buy anything. You don't have to buy supplements. You don't have to buy a course. You don't even have to listen to me, because if you focus on purifying your body in which your energy resides, you don't have to focus on anything else. Your awakening will happen when it's supposed to awaken. It will affect the body. You know, your body will be affected in the way and be aligned more so because you're not focusing on aligning it. This is why Megan Thee Stallion just told y'all to be vegan the other day. It doesn't matter what your energy is if your body's physical, mental, all that kind of stuff are fucked up. Saturated fats are poison. You must be obsessed with taking care of yourself. That's what creates happiness, because no one's path is wrong if you're healthy in all aspects. If you're healthy in all aspects, you most likely will be happy. You'll be able to cope with any negative thing that comes to you. Yeah, I didn't even say that you won't have bad days. It's because it's like, of course you're going to be getting angry, but it's like when you go home and you're alone, is your consciousness your throne and your kingdom? I encourage you to seek the light emanating from your own soul. Your soul is your master, and one must attend to the immediate needs of the soul. No one else is your master. Don't waste your time looking for an external master. A white man is not going to save you. I promise. Even white men need to realize this. Other white guys are not going to save your white ass. Do not intend to cultivate psychic powers. Don't intend, you know, to be a witch or whatever, because we know that magic is real, but magic is not something that you intend to do. You must understand what is going on in the reality, and then you can draw energy in and direct energy in a certain way. That is your power. That is your magic. You can do stuff like keep a spirituality, you know, diary, write down all these experiences, email them to me at host@centersun21. Let's talk. Any illumination or rapid intuitive response or revelation, that's wisdom of the soul. Anything, anytime where you are on the same page with somebody, that's telepathy. Check for accuracy. Foster that spirit of truth. That's a spirit of truth. That's energy. That's truth energy. Any phenomena of the physical or spiritual kind, or the spiritual or mystical kind, sorry. Seeing the light in your head, like just closing your eyes and seeing that swirl of light, that is your magic. That's your magic. Note when brilliance is dimming or becoming more, stronger when you're outside. It's like you're adjusting to the energy of your environment. That's your magic. That informed voice of the soul. When you ask, you're praying to your creator, and you get an answer, but you know it's not your subconscious. That's the wisdom of the soul. So knowing all of this, and that's why I didn't give a fuck about whether or not you're gonna believe me or not. Increasing your sensitivity to these ideas is an indication of spiritual growth. One day, you're going to function as your soul. That's why no one's path is wrong. You can still be a Christian and understand these things, because scientific experiments have fallen short in proving that esoteric energy and the system in which it resides is real or not real. Everything we've known to be true is called into question. Therefore, where do you go from here? You have to start learning. You have to learn more. You have to explore more. That's all we're doing on Center of the Sun. What do we know? We know that science is pointing to magnetism as the foundation of our reality, building all these large particle colliders in order to figure out what ancient people have already known. But anyway, intuition has given you answer after answer. But you feel like you need to look to science for proof. That's okay. I do too. I don't see anything wrong with that. And I actually think it's kind of cool knowing that ancient people were smarter than us. Anyway, thank you for listening. This is another episode of Center of the Sun podcast. Send me your thoughts. Send me your questions. I apologize if this episode is published late, but thank you for listening and take care.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
When you make the brave decision to venture within, you will unlock your true potential so you can push forward with confidence, conviction, and a purpose. For only $1, you can become a Center of the Sun Plus Gold member and get closer to that purpose. No matter how difficult the process may be, remember it's your resilience and commitment that will ultimately lead you to where you want to go.